Okay, we are up to Simen Kuf Samach Zayin Sif Yud Tes. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Mish eno ochel, eno yachol levarich birkas hamotzi lahotzi ha'ochlen. If you're not eating, you may not be motzi other people in birkas hamotzi or other birkos hananim. Last year we talked extensively about what's the halacha if you are eating but you're not eating together. There's no haseba. In that case, l'chatchila, you can't. What about b'di'eved? The Rashba says b'di'eved, it works, according to the Beis Yosef. The Rash says it doesn't work. All that is when both of you are eating, you have to make the bracha anyway. But let's say you're not eating at all, so I'm not eating at all, then certainly I cannot be motzi another person with a birkas hananim. However, there's an exception. Aval k'tanim yachol levareich. You may do so for ketanim. In other words, let's say I'm not eating. I'm not in the mood to eat now, but my kids are eating. I can make brachos for them. I can make brachos for them, and they'll be yotzei that way. And this is based off of a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Chantas and the base, that says this explicitly. Omeis hu levanav ulevnei veso. Afal pi she'eno ochel kedei l'chanchan b'mitzvos. Now, the first question we need to consider, one that we've already talked about a little bit, is it would seem from here that the mitzvah of chinuch does not demand that the child perform the mitzvah in a way that if they did it this way as an adult, they would be yotzei. Why? Because as an adult, it wouldn't work, right? If you're eating lunch and I make a bracha for you, that's ineffective. So we're saying, but chinuch, that's good. So we see from here that the kid doesn't need to do chinuch like an adult. Now, the problem is that we know that there are at least some rishonim. I hope we'll have a chance to talk about this, that there are those that disagree, but some rishonim, perhaps the most famous one, is the Ritva, who say no, that chinuch demands that the child, the mitzvah be done by the child in a way that would be kosher as an adult. And he's medayik this from Sukkah, Daf Beis, Amid Beis. The Gemara brought the story of Helene Hamalka, that she followed the halacha correctly, yet her sukkah was more than 20 amos. What about the kids? One of them certainly was Higiel Chinuch. From that discussion, the Ritva says, you see from here, that so, why is that? Why is that? I'm sorry? Right. Exactly. So what is the gather of that din? How do we understand that halacha and the Ritva? What's the reason? I think you could give two explanations in this din of the Ritva. The first possibility is that we want, the whole purpose of chinuch as a kid is that he'll do it properly as an adult. So if you don't do it properly as a kid, so he might not do it properly as an adult, right? We want him to do it correctly as an adult. So there's no chinuch in a play, in a way where he wouldn't be yotzi as an adult. That's probably the balabatish. It's the simplest way to understand the Ritva. The second possibility is to say no, it's a din. In other words, since there's no kiyum unless it's kasher, so there's no chinuch. Chinuch is to do the mitzvah. It expands the mitzvah to include kids. For now, we won't worry about, is it a mitzvah on the kid? Is it a mitzvah on the father? But it's the mitzvah. It's not just about education. That might be the motivation, but the din of chinuch is to be mekayim the mitzvah, for the kid to be mekayim the mitzvah. So memeila, if it's not bekashrus, the kid isn't mekayim the mitzvah. One way to put it, that some achronim say it, is that called the tikkun rabbanan kein de'oraisa tikkun. So shul chinuch might be the rabbanan, but kein de'oraisa tikkun. So just if the chachamim expanded a mitzvah to people that are normally not chayiv, that they should do something, but we still say kein d'oraisa tikkun, they do it like the din d'oraisa, so too over here. And a number of achronim say this, among others, the Birkei Yosef, Or HaChaim, Siman Tav Resh Nun Zayin Os Aleph. So, interesting, possible nafkamina, it might not be correct, but a possible nafkamina could be if the kid would never know it's not being done bekashrus, right? Let's say you get the kid an esrog. And the truth is, you know this esrog is morkav, but nobody, the kid doesn't know, it has a hechsher on it, just happens to be a lemon. It looks like an esrog, right? As much as any esrog would look like an esrog. So would that be okay? According to the first pshat, maybe. Yesh ladun, right? Because he's going to be properly educated. He doesn't know. According to the second pshat, certainly that's worthless. That's nothing. Yosef was quoting Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe and Or HaChaim Chela Gimel Simen Sadi Hei, who elaborates on this possibility along these lines. His lashon is, Mishum Shelo Shayach L'Chayvo B'davar She'eno Mitzvah. Lomar lo shehu mitzvah. Af, she is chanech mizeh. Doesn't matter that he's going to be educated. We can't say, do this mitzvah if it's not a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to pick up a lemon. So, chinuch means to do the mitzvah. Okay. And he writes, therefore, lefizeh be'esrog sha'ul, she'enu ma'isa mitzvah klal, elo hurak lomar latino davar she'enu emes, shu ma'isa mitzvah, af she'yo'il lechinuch, eno klum. You could add, you know, you don't want to build chinuch on sheker. But that's what that's the second possibility. It means that what is chinuch? We say there's a mitzvah to shake this as lulav, right? But there isn't. There isn't a mitzvah to shake this lulav. This lulav is shaul, right? We can't tell him to shake a lulav. So we can't say it's a mitzvah to shake this lulav if it's not true. So it's true. The checker. Yeah. There's no mitzvah to shake this lulav because it's a lulav shaul. Shaul's pasul on the first day. Now, if we go back to the ritva that we're saying is one of the Rishonim that have this idea, it actually sounds not like that second possibility, more like the first possibility. Why? Because he writes, he cites this din, Meha Shem Inan Dekatan Shem Chanchen Oso. The mitzvah sarach lasos lo mitzvah behechsher gamor kegado. He brings, and then he writes v'gdolam izu amru b'mesachas erevin gabe zman b'yom kippurim letame liyanuka dom asi lemitzrach. Even more than this, g'dolam izu. I have a raya from erevin. What's my raya from erevin? The guy over there says, how should we make zman on Yom Kippur? We want to make Zman Alakos. So the Gemara is in Eitzah. We'll go ahead and the Chazan will say the Baruch Yagafen. He'll say Shechianu, and he'll give a little kid to drink. What's the problem? The Gemara says, no, Dilma Asi L'Mishrach. We're afraid that if he does that, when he grows up, he'll continue to do this. He'll violate Yom Kippur. Now over there, that's not a Din Chinuch, that's him, right? We're not giving it to the kid to be mechanechim. We're giving it to the kid because we want to be able to make a bracha ala kos. But there's a concern. Dilma asi l'misrach. In other words, it seems to me that the ritva is actually going and saying the first pshat we said. That the reason why we want the kid to do it bekashrus as a kid is because we want him to do it bekashrus as a gadol. And not because of the din. It's because of a much more simple, straightforward thing. Dilma asi l'misrach. The goal of chinuch is for him to do it bekashrus as a gadol. So memela, you tell him to do it as a kid bekashrus. So that way, when he's a gadol, he'll do it bekashrus. Good. Al kol panim, we still have to go back to our ikar question: is so what's going on over here? Right here, we're making a bracha for the kid, even though the kid is well. If he did this as an adult, he wouldn't be yotze, right? So one possible answer will have to be, might be, that maybe there's more than one aspect of chinuch. So Yosef was talking about before. Where do I see another aspect of chinuch? And this is, of course, the big kasha in the Ritva. The Gemara in Yom HaDaf Pei Beis talks about Mechanchen Esapatan L'Shaus. And that's Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Tafresh Tezayin, Katan Habari, Ben Teshanim Shlemos, Uven Yodshanim Shlemos, Mechanchen Osal L'Shaus, a 9, 10-year-old kid. He's healthy, you start Chanuch L'Shaus. What does that mean? Usually he eats breakfast at the second hour of the day, so we give him at the third hour of the day. If he usually has on the third hour of the day, we give him on the fourth hour of the day. And based off of his strength, we add, you know, the next year we'll give him another hour. Now this din of Chinuch L'Shaus is l'chora against the yisod of the mitzvah. There's no kiyam of a half a fast, right? No kiyam of a half a fast. And so this kid, so if you just said Chinuch is about education, about teaching, about practice, so then this then makes a lot of sense. Okay, you practice, you first practice for a couple hours, then 3 hours, then 4 hours, and then you'll all be ready to fast when you become a bar mitzvah. But if you learn like the Ritva, then this doesn't make any sense. So l'chora, you have to say that there's two inyanim of chinuch. There's two dinim. One is that we want the kid to be mekayim the mitzvah in the same way that he would be mekayim it as an adult. And the second is a din of islamdos, visraglos, and that you accomplish even if you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah. Now, l'chatchila, we try to do both of them, like we see by Hilchos Sukkah, Hilchos Lulav. But when you can't be mekayim both of them, like in this case, we can't be mekayim the din of the first, what we call the first din, because that would be dangerous. He can't, he's 10 years old, he can't fast. Can't be mekayim the first din, but at least we should be mekayim the second din of hislamdos, of hisraglos. And the truth is that that's the mashmos of the Rambam. If we look at the Rambam, Hilchos Shvisas Asor, Parak Beis Halacha Yud, Katan Ben Teisha Shanim Uven Eser Shanim, Mechan Chenoso L'Shaos, Ketzad, Hayiragel Lachol B'Shtei Shaos, Machin Hoso B'Shalosh, Hayiragel B'Shalosh, Machin Hoso B'Arba, Lefi Koach HaBen Osifin La'anos, Oso B'Shaos, Ben Achas Asrei Shana, Ben Zachar Ben Nekeva, Misane umashlim medivrei sofrim kedei lochan choy b'mitzvahs. So what does the Rambam do? First, he says the din of chinuch l'shaus, of misane l'shaus, right? And then he says, oh, and when he's 11, then he fasts the whole fast v'din chinuch. So what does that show? The first din of chinuch l'shaus, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, that's not v'din chinuch. What is it? Something else. What is it? Islamdos, the second din, the second halacha. In other words, there's two dinim. And that's the mashmash over there of Rabbeinu Manoach as well. Rabbeinu Manoach's lashon is, b'chinuch ha-shaus, eino chova midirabanan. It's not the formal din of chinuch chova midirabanan. No. El chova muteles al kol adam me'atzmo l'lamid u'l'hargil banav l'leches b'darche yosher. Right? Little kid, 2 years old, right? Learning how to speak, 1 year old. For mitzvahs Talmud Torah? He's 1.5 years old and you're teaching him? No, that's not chinuch. What is it? It's another din. It's islamdos. It's israglos. That's the idea. There's two aspects. So the din of chinuch l'shaus is one aspect, right? That still exists, right? You come home from shul, and your three-year-old kid sees the lulav and wants to shake lulav. Okay? And he gil chinuch avadinat. Years old, they're not katan yodel in anaya. But you give them, you let them shake, right? So that could be islamdos, but that's not chinuch, right? In that case, the ritva would have no objection. You want to give the kid, you know, you want to give them apostle lulav, fine. They, it's no problem. Shaul's okay. That's not the formal din of chinuch. but there are, but doesn't mean it's not an Indian. There's two dinim of, if you want, two aspects of chinuch. So that's what you see from the Rambam, and that you see explicitly in Rabbeinu Manoach. And the truth is that Gemara Numa really sounds that way, because the lashon of Gemara is hatinokos, it's pay based, and me'anin osan biyom kippurim, avol mechanchan osan lefi shana lefnei shnasayim shiurgilim b'mitzvos. Right, it says over there what shiurgilim b'mitzvos. Now this lashon is not like the din in, let's say, other places where the Gemara talks about real chinuch. Mashal in Sukkah, Chaf Chesem Vav, it says, Katan she'eno tzarech li'imo, chayev b'sukkah, Sukkah daf mem beis. Katan yodeh l'na'aneya, chayev b'lulav. Doesn't say, kidei she'yu regilin b'mitzvos. The point of what we're claiming, it's miyushav. It's not medin chinuch, it's medin kidei she'yu regilin b'mitzvos. So, again, further evidence to this idea that there's two din. M. Kane, maybe we could explain our Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, our Simon and Shulchan Aruch like that as well. You could make a bracha for a kid, even though you don't eat, even though when he's a gadol, he's not going to be yotze this way. What age are we talking about? Are we talking here about kids that are yigia l'chinuch l'brachos? Probably not. Because if so, let them make their own bracha. Whatever the age that is. In other words, why are the adults making the bracha for the kid here? Why didn't the kid make their own bracha? It's because they can't make their, they're not yigiel l'chinuch for brachos yet. So if so, so why are we doing this? What's the point? The answer is, the other din is still shayach. It's like chinuch l'shaus, l'gabi yom kippur. Since the first din is in Shayach, so all you have is the second din of Chinuch of Islam does. What age that is asking, whatever age makes sense. Now, if I want to put it a little differently, we find other places, I think, where we see this idea. One possible place, Tachem Kufchas on the base. According to Chachamim, you give a little kid arba kosos. And Rabbi Yehuda, that's the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, V'chima tala yeshla tinokas v'yayin. What's the point of giving little kids wine? Rashbam says, what's his kasha? V'alo p'tur min ha-mitzvos. So Rabbeinu David over there says, what is he asking? Clearly, Rashbam thinks we're talking about pachos mechinach. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda is saying, what's the point in giving them wine if they're pachos mechinach? So what is Rashbam going to say back? What's Rashbam going to respond? The answer is that even normal mitzvah of chinuch, but there's still this idea of Islamdas. Not yet higil chinuch b'arba posos, but still, there's a educational value, especially if you stay there. You got it to Levincha. And therefore, there's an opinion of Islamdos, even if it's Lo Yigiel Chinuch, according to Rashbam. You could be Tanech the kids, even though they're not old enough to make their own brachos. And even though it's not Medin Chinuch Mamish, it's Medin Islam. So that's option one, to be Miyashev, this Gemara and Rosh Hashanah for the Ritva. Right. No, the Lashon, you mean my Diyuk in the Lashon?
Yeah.
The Diyuk in the Lashon was there, it says Chayim. In both cases in the Gemara and Sukkah, both on Sukkah Daf Chaf Ches and Sukkah Mem Beis, Katan Chayiv B'Sukkah, Katan Yodei L'Na'aneya Chayiv B'Lulav. Here, by Chinuch L'Shaus, it doesn't say Chayiv. It uses a different lashon. It says you should fast L'Shaus, you regilin b'mitzvos. So you get used to doing mitzvos. But it's very different lashon than the Lashon by Sukkah and Lulav, where it says Chayev. There it doesn't say anything about Shiva Gilin b'mitzvos. Why? Because there you have the first din of Chanuch, the formal din of Chanuch, right? So it's you see that there are two different things. Okay. That's option one, to be miyashev the Ritva. But option two is no. Maybe we could say a little different. Maybe this is even this is even din one of Chanuch. Why? Because Lagabe the Maisa of the Katan, there's no chisaron over here, right? After all, he is hearing a bracha, being mechavein latzeis, and being yotze. Now it's true that if he were to do this as a gadol, he wouldn't be yotze in this case. But that's not because of the chisaron in his part. It was because of the chisaron in the mevarich, because the mevarich wasn't eating. So maybe that doesn't have the chisaron. Maybe the chisaron, when the Ritva says that it has to be done in the kashrus, it means mitzad the kid. And then if we want to be fancy, we could even further. Maybe we could say even fundamentally there's no chisaron as all over here. Why not? Because we know that there are times that I could be yotze in a birkas hananin from somebody else, even though they don't eat. Under what circumstances is that? Right? For example, Kiddush or Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz at the Seder. Over there, the Gemara says that you could be motzi another person. Why? Because sin, it's a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah, it's a chiyuv. So memela, there's arvus, and we say yatzah motzi, and somebody could be motzi you even if they're not. Mashen can't eating. Why is eating different? Because there's no mitzvah to eat. Who says you have to eat? Who says you have to eat this? So there's no mitzvah to eat, so that's why one person can't do it for another. Now, oh, over here, is there a mitzvah for the gadol to make this bracha? Yeah. Midin chinuch. Mitzvah chinuch. So if so, maybe. In a technical sense, as a gadol, this wouldn't work because there isn't that mitzvah chinuch. But fundamentally, this is like a mitzvah b'kashrus because, like we said before, mitzad the ma'aser the katan, this is 100% kosher v'yosher. Right? And even mitzad the gadol, it's okay because he's chayv and chinuch. And maybe there's a diuk like this in the Tashbeitz. Tashbeitz, chela gimel, simen samachay, who's medayik from Tosus and Erev and Daf Mem on the base. The Gemara Tosus there is talking about what happens when you have a meal on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av. So Tosus says you give the wine to the katan, right? So he says, "Bima imkain b'mesha to'amim hachasan v'akala b'virkas erusin v'nisu." And he talks, gives other examples about where somebody makes a bracha but doesn't drink, right? So the mesader kiddushin by birkas erusin v'nisu and yatui dechova b'ena bracha v'atala imlotana mevarich v'chein b'mesha to'aim echad v'ha. Echad ha'am, o hashamish kemen hago, o tinok achar kemoshin hago, but kiddush v'avdala b'vesek nesu. So likewise, kiddush Friday night, where the person making kiddush doesn't taste it, he gives it for a little kid to drink. Right? V'athal pisha birkas hananin, even though it's a birkas hananin, normally we say, ein levarich osa ela mi shenana. That's the Gemara Rosh Hashanah. Shadam pores levanav ulev neve. So, afal pi sheinu ochel imahem. Gidei lachanchan b'mitzvos. Whoa. So, my means you need to Har Sinai. Says the Tashbeitz. I'm going to say it's mutter for the Masadar Kiddushin to make a bar biyagaf, and even though the Chazan Kala drink. I'm going to say it's mutter to make Kiddush even though the kid drinks. Why? Raya from the case that you can make brachos and your kids will eat. What does one thing have to do with the other? But if you learn like my pshat, then it makes very sense. Why? Because the point is, in these cases, it's sort of like a mitzvah, it's sort of like a chovah, kiddush, etzol, siddur kiddushin, and same thing, chinuch. It's a mitzvah to be mechanach his kids. Well, So if you say like that, then it's mamash akima the ritva. So to summarize, we started off with Akasha from this Gemara and Rosh Hashanah, the Simon and Shulchan Aruch, for Shita Saritva, who says that you need for the kid to be out to the midst of the Pashrus. We gave two pshatim and how to understand the ritva, either so he won't mess up as a kid, that was the lashon, the ritva sounded that way, or because it's a din, the mitzvah of chinuch has to be done properly kedin. We said, how is the ritva going to explain this gemara in Rosh Hashanah? We gave two pshatim. Either we're talking about a din of Islamdus, and we're talking about pachos mechinuch, and we found a number of places where we have the second din of chinuch mislamdus, or no, we could even talk about regular chinuch. Why? Because mitzad the kid, it's okay. And mitzad the parent, you could even make a bracha for the kid, even though the parent isn't, because now it's like a chova. Once it's a chova, then you can be mochi someone even without eating. And we're medayik, but that's the view of the Tashbates.
Okay. Could I interrupt for a moment?
Sure.
It would seem there's an afkamini between the different views. According to the view that is sort of early chinuch and versus late chinuch, then you could not use this trick once the child is of gauge of chinuch ben brachos. According to the second shot, then you can do either way up until the child's bar mitzvah.
Presumably, yeah. Yeah, agreed. Okay. Now, the next question is this din in Rosh Hashanah relevant for just your own kids or any kids? So the Beis Yosef over here brings two options. He's not sure. The Tzarech Lomar Dehai Banav Uvnei Veiso Haktanim Dafka Katani Kepores Lahem. So if I go to Aaron's house, I can't make brachos. Right? That's the first thing that you say. The old Yesh Lomar. Shekol Shehem Ketanim. No, I could go to Aaron's house. But the Gemara says Banav Bnei Beiso doesn't sound like Aaron's kids for me. Lav Dafka, says the Beis Yosef. Al Orcha de Milsa Nakat. Shame Katanim, Mitsuyim Lachol, Eitzel Gadol, Alem Kane, Hu Aviem, Obal Beisam. In other words, usually, when else, you know, that's what's typical. So let's consider both options. So let's look at the first option. So it's only banim uvnei beiso dafka. So tzarachia, why not? Why can't you do this for other kids? So lechora must be because there would be a bracha levatala. In other words, even though it's mutter to make a bracha levatala or a bracha shein etzricha for chinuch, that's only for those whom you're chayev to be mechanech. And therefore, if I'm not a chayiv l'chanacham, then I can't do it. That's what sounds like we told him. Now, maybe you could say, you could explain this, that this is based off of the pshat that we said before, the second pshat, that it's only when there's a formal chayiv on me that I'm considered mitzvah, and therefore I can make a bracha for someone else, even though I'm not eating. In other words, whenever there's a formal chiyuv of me to be mechanech this kid, either because they're my kid, or even b'nei beiso, so I have a achrayus on their chinuch, so since there's a chiyuv that's mutal alai, so then I can make a bracha for them, just like kiddush, just like siddur kiddushin, according to the Tashbates. But if they're somebody else's kids, and they don't need me. It's not my obligation. It's not my chova. So if it's not a chova, then this doesn't work. Well, that's the first possibility in the Beis Yosef. That's interesting. If you look at the Tosos Yeshanim in Yoma, Pei Beis Amud Aleph, Ibn Maschel Ben Shmoneh, he asks, How could you say katan al chonavelos ain't based in mitzvah nafisha? Isn't everybody chayv l'chanchan? Kol shekein that they're mitzvah l'afrisha miyaser. In other words, chinuch isn't just an obligation upon me for my own child. I see any child, I have an obligation to educate them. So I see this little kid eating non-kosher. We pass in based on mitzvah mafisha. I don't have to stop him. What do you mean? Why don't I have to stop him? That's the kash of Taisus Yishanim. And his answer is that chinuch is only by the father, not anybody else. So that's basically what the Beis Yosef is saying in the first shot over here. Since the chinuch, mitzvah chinuch is only mutal on the father as a chova. A vade, it's a mitzvah to be machanech every Jewish child. It's a tremendous mitzvah. It's a beautiful mitzvah. But would we call it a chova? No. The chova is only on the father. It's a mitzvah for everybody, but the chova is on the father. So therefore, it's only the father that can make the bracha for the kid. Now, if that's actually true, well, then would it be mutter for the mother to do this? Can the mother say brachos for her kid without eating? Was the mother chayev and chinuch? Take a look at Tosfos. Nazir chav tesem et aleph. The Gemara, really. The Gemara says over there, the Mishnah says, ha'ish madir es bina u benazir. Ve'in ha'isha maderes es bina. Why? So Reish Lakish explains, because he's chayev in chinuch. The Gemara asks, why not the mother? The Gemara answers, Kasavar ish chayv l'chanech es benoi b'mitzvos b'ina isha chayav es. Sounds like the Gemara is saying, Pashtos. You know, it's not clear if Rav Yochanan over there disagrees with Reish Lakish or not. Won't get into that detail, but at least according to Reish Lakish, mother isn't chayv l'chanech. Now again, we're not saying that mothers don't play an integral role in chanech. That do they do. But in terms of the formal chova, that's only the father. And that's what the Beis Yosef in his first answer is saying. That this is only, this halacha of making a bracha for the kid without eating is only when it's the person who's formally chayev in the chinuch. You could also clarify, according to this pshat, whether a father can make the bracha for his daughter. Why? Because in Nazir Chav Tesemet Aleph, it says, Beno chayv l'chancha, bito, eno chayv l'chancha. Now there's a problem, because the Gemara Psachim Peches and Medalef, Ton Rabbanon, Salaveis Levayis, Melamich Adam Evi V'sholchit Alidei Beno V'ito Aktanim. Rashi explains, B'shvil Shebeno V'ito Aktanim Alav l'chancha. So you see, you are chayv in the chinuch of your daughter. Also, you see, same thing in Gittin Chafei Medalef. So Tosus Yishanim Yoma, Pei Beis Amid Aleph, says that Reish Lakish's statement was only by Naziras. Aval Vade Linin Shar Mitzos Chayv L'chancha. Meiri and Naziras is a similar thing. Keshem Sha'av Chayv L'chanech Es Beno L'mitzvos Bizman Haro'oi L'fi Inyan HaMitzvah Av Bito Chayv L'chancha B'meshe Ro'i L'gam Kein Kol Makom. It's a big machlokas aposkim on this topic of chinuch for girls. There's a very interesting tshuva from the Ksav Sofer, or Chaim Tzadites, but for now we won't go into it. But I'll just mention one more har on that. Okay, now, so if that's, according to that first interpretation of the Beis Yosef, so then, yesh lachkor, maybe you need the formal chiyuv, that's why he says dafka, the father and not anybody else. Maybe it's not the mother. Maybe they'll probably, this is not correct, it's not the daughters. Fine. And we said, what's the pshat? Why is this true over here? In other words, avada, from an educational perspective, mothers are integral, and it's not just parents. There's a obligation upon all Jews to ensure that all other children are educated, but it's not a formal chiyuv. And so the Beis Yosef thinks for this din, since it involves saying a bracha without eating, you need the formal chiyuv, either because you think it's like chutra, or more, or if you say arpshat, it's because you need that formal chiyuv for this to even be a kiyum of chinuch. There's no cost there. In other words, whether or not there's a formal chiyuv there is irrelevant.
The assumption is just kids and shoes.
Like we said, for sure, for sure, for sure, mothers play an incredibly important role in the education of their children. The question is there a formal chiyuv of chinuch? The nafka mina, according to the Beis Yosef's first shot, is whether you could do this din. Because this din of making a bracha when they don't eat is totally in the formal chiyuv of chinuch.
And that doesn't sound like the formal, it sounds like, I mean, that sounds more than that. No?
So you're saying an interesting shaila, the ritva, right? The ritva who makes his diyuk from that gemara. So what do you mean? She isn't even chayavis in chinuch. So alamai, you have to say one of two things. But the pashtus is that you're going to say that you'll either have to say that that isn't the formal din of chinuch, that's just education. And the point is that even in education, it's important that they do it b'kashrus. That's what the Gemara, that's what the Ritva is saying. Or and the Ritva is saying Kal v'chomer then, where you have formal chinuch, that would be true. Or alternatively, you'll say in that case, where there was no father, so then it's incumbent upon the mother. In other words, it doesn't, even the Beis Yosef's first pshat doesn't think it's dafka the father, because it says banav uvnei veso. Who's bnei veso? Right? Other people in the household that aren't his biological kid. And still there's that chova. So the point is why? Because if the Baal HaBayis isn't going to educate bnei beiso, who will? So therefore the Baal HaBayis can make the bracha for that kid also. Right. Those are lechora the options. I got
question.
Yeah, just one minor hara. First, maybe this could explain Tara's address a little bit. The bracha of Baruch Sheptarani by the Shaila about whether you say it on the daughter, right? We're saying maybe this din is only Aval Beno and not Aval Bito. So the minhag is that we don't say Baruch Sheptarani for the daughter. Take a look at the Magen Avraham, Simen Reish Chaf Hei Sif Katan Hei. Why do you say Baruch Sheptarani Me'on Cho Shal Zeh? He explains Perush. Da'ad Achshav Ne'na Sha'av Keshechei Chata HaBen B'Shvil Shalo Chon Cho U'Levush Pirish Ipcha Da'ad Ata HaBen Ne'na Sha'av Amav. So if you look at the lashon of the Ramah over there in the Shulchan Aruch, Mi Shenasa Beno Bar Mitzvah Uviyach Baruch Sheptarani Meon Shel, sorry, yeah, Meon Shel Shel Zeh. So it sounds like it's only for a boy. So the Prima Gadim asks why? Why should girls be any different? So one answer he says is because we paskin like Reish Lakish, that a father is not chayev in the chinuch of his daughter. So maybe it's not nana shaleha. Now, what's the idea? Because the whole idea is that this aspect of chinuch, of the father being nanash avur hachataim shal beno, is because, in a certain sense, asa'u kemoso, right? That's why Yachal Hazir es Beno. Din Zeh is only Shaykh by Aval Beno. So therefore, even though the father, of course, has to be mechanech his daughter, like the Gemara says in Pesachim, but he's not nenash al hachatayim shalah, because he can't be mazirosa. And that's why it doesn't say Baruch Shepetrani. In other words, even though there's, what we see from the sugya is that there's two aspects of chinuch for the son, and only one for the daughter. For both of them, there's a mitzvah to be mechanech than a mitzvah in general. But for a son, according to Reish Lakish, shiachol lahazir es beno, so it's one step further. And that is the aspect that it's nemesh avura. Anyway, something to think about. Yes, Moshe?
I was wondering, in terms of your likening, making a bracha for the kid to a case of his like Kiddush or Shabbos Sudo, when you're required to make that bracha. So there's also a case that a person is an Eino Baki, right? So a person, there's a widow who doesn't know how to make bracha, so someone can go to her and say Kiddush for her.
Kiddush for Shabbos Sudo. That's only Kiddush. You couldn't make a Mizonos for her. But you can make Kiddush for her because Kiddush is a chova.
Well, for
you couldn't make hamotzi for her.
You were likening that to making a brachos for the children. But in the case of making Kiddush for the almona, so he doesn't have any direct responsibility for the almona.
But that's because that's midin arvus. Since there's a chova to make Kiddush, she hasn't made Kiddush yet. So yeah, it's a motzi. In other words, even though there's a Birkas Hanen in there, there's a chova to make Kiddush. So that's what the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says. Whenever there's
but you're analogizing that situation to the father making brachos for the
son. Correct. Yeah.
So, but I'm saying, but the according to the logic of it, it should apply to any children, not only to his.
Because there's only, that's what the Beis Yosef's first answer. We'll see in a moment. The Beis Yosef doesn't paskin like that answer, but the Beis Yosef's first mahalik is that there's only that formal chiyuv on the son. There's a general obligation upon all people to make sure that all children are educated. But there's a specific chova upon the father vis-a-vis his children. And that is the basis. Because of that chova, he can make brachos even without his eating. In other words, with respect to his own son, it's like the case of the almana.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Now, Lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Yotes, says that you could do it even if they're not your children, like the second answer of the Beis Yosef, that Banav Uvnei Veso is Lav Dafka, and that's the Pesach of the Mishnah Berurah as well. And the Beis Yosef and the Taz say that the Gemara says Banav Uvnei Veso because it's Orcha de Milsa. And it works a little better for with the fact that it says B'nai Beso as well, which sounds like it's not the formal din, but the general din. So then, L'chor, according to that pshat, there's no difference between Avi V'imo or Ben Uvas. It's only in that first Beis Yosef that all of our clairs were relevant. Because according to that first din, it's only of the formal chiyuv. So then we can clair, maybe Dafka the father, not the mother. Because the formal mitzvah chinuch is different from the father to the mother. But once we're going to say it's lav dafka banav uvnei veso, so there's no difference between the father and the mother. There's no difference between the son and the daughter. However, what's interesting is the Gra and the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah all medayik dafka katanim. Medin chinuch. Oh. Now, there's even a note that, let's say, for benching, so there could be mostly someone doesn't know how to bench, even though there's no Zimun, but that's when they both ate. But here, where he's not eating at all, Dafka Ketanim. Okay. There's much more to talk about these topics, but I think, including who disagrees with the Ritva, but I think we should skip it. Because we want to move on to the next simon. In Sifchaf, we also do have some other interesting things. We'll just mention one last point here from Sifchaf, and then we'll start Kof Samachas. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Sifchaf, Afilu b'shabes u'chayev lechol, pas lo yivarech lo chaveiro, berkas hamotzi, imenu ochal. So even though, let's say, I can make kiddush for you if I didn't eat, and we paskin that this is true even by kiddush by Shabbos day. In other words, we saw in the Beis Yosef, there's a machlokas whether this halach applies for kiddush Shabbos day. Because you could have argued kiddush Shabbos day is just a regular old berkas anan, and it's just a bari pi agafen. Just like I can't make a bari pi adama for you if I'm not eating, I can't make a bari pi agafen for you on Shabbos day if I'm not eating. No, we paskin that it has a din kiddush, right? This might be the machlokas Rambam Ravid about whether there's an iser achila lifnei kiddush Shabbos day. Rambam says yes. Ravid says no. Kiddush Shabbos day isn't really kiddush. Kvar kiddush hayom. So we paskin that you could be motzi someone in kiddush if you don't eat or drink. But what about hamotzi? So the Shulchan Aruch says no, doesn't work for hamotzi. And that's the mashmaos of the Gemara, because the Gemara's example is kiddush. And the hamotzi at the Seder for matzah, implying not on Shabbos for challah. But the question is why? Why should that be? Isn't it a chova to eat bread on Shabbos? And you'll tell me, no, you don't have to eat bread on Shabbos. That's not true. You do have to eat bread on Shabbos. That's why, for example, the halacha is that if you forget ritzei on Shabbos, you go back, you repeat benching. Why? Because you have to eat bread. As opposed to forgetting Yalav Yavon benching on Rosh Chodesh. Even on Rosh Chodesh, you have to eat. It's also to fast. But you don't have to eat bread. So Memela, you don't repeat benching if you forget Yalav Yavon. And that's why it's a Shiloh, you repeat benching at Shalosh Shudis. If you forget Ritzei, why? Because it's a Machlokas. You have to have bread at Shalosh Shudis or not. Or, for example, if you had a fourth meal on Shabbos, everybody would agree you wouldn't repeat benching if you forgot Ritzei. Why? It's not an obligation to eat bread. So you see, it's an obligation to eat bread. So if it's an obligation to eat bread, then I should be able to be motzi you in what? In hamotzi. Yet the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you can't. So the Magen Avram, Sifkatan Mem Aleph, explains why is this? The time of Mishum, the Achila Shabbos B'yantif, Eino chova al ha'adam ela mishum hanaso. The chiyuv of eating on Shabbos and Yantif is only al tana. In other words, why do you have to eat bread on Yantif on Shabbos? Sure, you have to eat bread on Shabbos, but why? Al tmitzvahs oineg Shabbos. And that's why the halacha is, if you're mitzdayer, you're pater melechol. If I'm not feeling good, or I'm stuffed, I'm pater. And therefore, I can't be motzi in hamotzi. In other words, when is it that we say you could be motzi someone in a bracha, rishona, even though you're not chayv in that bracha, even though you're not eating? That's when it's a chova gemura. It's a chova that's absolute, regardless of the circumstances. Like matzah. You're always chayv in matzah. Even if you're not, you don't like matzah, even if you're not in the mood to eat matzah, even if eating matzah is going to be an unpleasant experience, you still have to eat matzah. Masein came through the Shabbos. Masein came the bread. You are chayev, like we said, we repeat, you would say, but you're only chayev if it's going to be an oneg. If it's tsar hulo, you won't be chayev. It's a contingent obligation as opposed to an incontingent obligation. So anytime it's a contingent obligation, so then you can't make a bracha for someone else unless you are yotzei. There are other answers to this question, but this is the Magen Avraham's answer. Then the Rama has something at the end, an interesting ha'ara. Yesh lachol ha'prusa shabata aleha kodem shiyochal pas acher, shetein ha'echeles l'tei avon, v'hu mishum chibov mitzvah. Okay, that's nice. And then the Rama, sorry, the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shlach. The Mishabura also brings this down. An interesting practice. Yesh omim l'ochla b'achrona. V'lachein yochal k'tzas betchila, k'tzas besof. So what does that mean? You should take a little bit, you know, you make hamotzi and you cut a piece of challah. So eat half of that challah at the beginning or most of the challah at the beginning, fine. But leave a little bit at the end and eat that at the end. This isn't a halacha, but it's a nice thing to do, the Shla says. It's quoted by the Magen Avraham, it's quoted by the Shla. Why? That's what Adam's asking. So I don't know. To be honest, I didn't look up the Shla. But I suspect it's because of the idea that we find by matzah at the Seder that it's nechal al asova, and the Korban Pesach for sure, and even matzah. That's why we have the Afikomen. The Rashbam and other Rishonim, in fact, say that the Iker mitzvah of achilas matzah is the matzah that you eat at the end of the meal, al asova. That's an achila chashuva. It's an achila chashuva. We find this in other aspects of kachim. So we want to show chashivas to the prusa shabbatza alav. So we do that by eating some of it al hasova. So when do you eat al hasova? At the end of the meal. The only time people usually do this is because they have a shaila about making a bracha on dessert. So they want to eat a little challah at the beginning and at the end. But according to the Shla, there's another reason to do this. You show further chashivas by doing it, because I think the idea is you're not just eating it because you're hungry, but eating it at the end is an achila that's more chashav. So that's the idea, perhaps. Okay, again, I don't think most people are makbid about this, but it's a nice thing if you remember. Okay. Turning now to Simen Kuf Samaches, Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Hayu lefanav chaticho shel pas upa shalem, hakol meminachad mevarach al shalem, afilu upas kibor. So you have two pieces of bread in front of you, and as the Rama explains, you're planning to eat both. So then, which one should you make the bracha on? The shalem. And even though it's lower quality bread, still there's kedima to shalem. That's the Gemara on Daf Lamed Tesem base. And the Gemara then continues and says, what about in the case where you have barley bread that's whole, and you have wheat bread that is broken? So Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, V'yari Shamayim Yotze Yidei Shneihem, Umanu Marbred Ravina, Marbred Ravina Meniach Prusa Betoch HaShleim Uvoter, this is Machlokas, Rashi tells us which case that's talking about exactly. The wheat paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, it's talking about a case of a whole barley bread and a broken wheat bread, meniach prusa bein hashleim uvotzeya on both of them. This then is passing in the Rambam. Rambam says it's mitzvah min hamuvchar l'tzor mikika. But what's a little surprising is the lashon of the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch that just say you should do it straight, right? The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch is avalim hashleim sorim v'achatichos mechitin afilu iktana meniach hapusa toch hashleim uvotzeh mishtehem yachad. So it's shver. Why didn't he say mitzvah namuchar? Why didn't he say yari shemayim? The Gemara says yari shemayim. It sounds like it's not a din. So all we have to say is that the psakim in the Shulchan Aruch are not always what's a din gamor. It's what you should do. You should do it. Sometimes that's because it's the din, and sometimes, this is rare, it's not typical, but sometimes it's because it's the right thing to do. Where do we find this? So one example is we just finished Chanukah. So it's very interesting. You look at the Gemara by Chanukah, it tells you the Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Min Mahadrin, and the din. Same thing with the Rambam. When you open up Hilchos Chanukah and the Shulchan Aruch, it just starts with the Mahadrin, Mahadrin. It doesn't tell you it's Mahadrin, Mahadrin. It just says, this is what you do. You light one candle the first night, two on the second night, three on the third night. What happened to the din? Is the Shulchan Aruch arguing with the Gemara? Is it conceivable that you're not yotze with one candle? Ner yishu beiso? Avada not. Shulchan Aruch isn't coming to argue with the Gemara. Shulchan Aruch is telling you, this is what we do. Shulchan Aruch, that's the goal of the Shulchan Aruch. This is what we do. This is what we do. Anyone ever seen anybody light one candle on the fifth night? Never seen it, right? This is what we do. This is what you should do. Another possible example, I think it's in Siman Daled, the Shulchan Aruch writes that it's asur to go four amos begilui rosh. Asur? If you look at the Gemara, sounds like there's a midas chasidus, right? One of the Amorayim said, Tesi li, ah, you want to know, I'm such a firm guy, I never go arba amos without a head covering. But it doesn't sound like it's a din. Absolutely a real isur? No. That's the Pashtus. That's where the Magen Avraham writes over there. That when the Shulchan Aruch saying this halacha, it doesn't say Midas Chasidus, doesn't say Mitzvah Min Amochar, Yari Shemayim. It just says the din. But the Magen Avraham says, yeah, that's the derech of the Shulchan Aruch. Sometimes what's presented in the Shulchan Aruch isn't a absolute din. It's what we do. This is what we do. This is the right thing to do. This is what you should do. Doesn't mean that it's necessarily a din. The Prima Gadim gives a different answer over there, but that's the Pashtus, like the Magen Avraham.
Someone actually called me, believe it, the wrong amount of candles. Too little amount.
Okay.
What do you do? If you don't know the Gemara, you just need Shulchan Aruch.
So that's a good point. And the Shulchan Aruch agrees with you. The Beis Yosef says you can't paskin from the Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to do that. Shulchan Aruch, it's like the quickie remembering. Right? That way, he wrote it very bekitzer, so you could chazer all four halakim of Shulchan Aruch every 30 days. You can't chazer the whole Beis Yosef every 30 days. That would be much too hard. So you have a year to chazer the whole Beis Yosef every year. And the Shulchan Aruch, you'll just do arba halakim every 30 days. Very easy. Now, so you're right, but it's not you can't blame the Beis Yosef for that, because he wrote in his instructions about how to use the book. He himself told you, you're not really supposed to paskin from the Shulchan Aruch. This is like the quickie version. Okay? The Magen Avraham, Sifkat and Beis over here, quotes a very interesting halacha from the Marshal and the Mata Moshe. That when the Gemara, when the Shulchan Aruch writes, so the Gemara says, Meniach Prusa B'toch HaShleima, that's when you're eating alone. But let's say you're eating with somebody else, right? I'm eating with Aaron. We're eating lunch together. So then there's a much better etza. We'll split it up. Because why are you being botzei shneim? It's not clear which one is better, right? Is the whole barley loaf preferable, or is the partial wheat loaf preferable? So we'll simply split it up. I'll do the barley. Aaron, you do the wheat. That's the Mata Moshe quoted by the Marshal, quoted by the Magen Avraham Sifkat and Beis. Magen Avraham asks a bunch of questions on this. First question, he says, is Tzachian Deach Nase Pshara Shalom Nizkar B'Gemara? The Gemara told you the Pshara that you should do. Meniach Pusa Bein Ashlema. What are you doing making up your own Pshara? What the Marshal will answer back is that if the Gemara is telling me a din, you can't argue with the din of the Gemara. But that's exactly it. The Gemara is telling you a Pshara. If I could come up with a better pshara, that's great. Come up with your own pshara. The Gemara is probably talking about for one person, so then the best pshara is for him to wrap it up in the prusa bein ashlema, in the shlema. But if two people, there's a better eitzah, no problem. He's not arguing with the din, arguing with the pshara. Good. Not arguing, suggesting an additional one. Question number two. Deha filo. Beis Medrash Mivatlin Shivarich Echad Lekulan Mishum Berovam Hadras Melech. Oh, what's his kasha? Saying Aaron and I are eating together. How could it be that each of us make our own hamosi? Don't. What happened to Rovam Hadras Melech? And don't tell me that we don't really care about that very much, because we paskin like Beis Hillel that we're Mivatlin Beis Medrash, right? Meaning to say, remember, we had a machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, what to do by the bracha on Motzei Shabbos. Beis Shammai says everybody makes their own one. Beis Hillel says, no, everybody should make one together, Rovam. And even though you're in the middle of the Beis Medrash, by trying to make one bracha for everybody, there's going to be a little bit of bittul. Nevertheless, Rov Am trumps. So if so, how could it be that Aaron and I make separate brachos? So the answer is that the Marshal meant, didn't say that we make separate brachos. I'll make Kamotzi for Aaron. We just each have our own prusa. He holds the whole one, I'll hold the broken one. And therefore, it's not Akasha. You're Mekayim both in him. And the Bi'ur Halacha gives that answer. Now, what's interesting, we're out of time, but if you look at Sif Hay, there's that whole discussion over there about Pas Goyim and Pas Kibar. What's the halacha if someone's not Nizhar? So then he could choose. In other words, you have a better loaf that's Pas Akum. You have a not as nice loaf that's Pas Yisrael. So the Shulchan Aruch says you choose which one you want to do, because they're both equal in terms of chashivas. The Magen Avraham of Ver Sifkat and Tes says, but if there's two people, then you know what? Each one will make their own bracha. Right? So I don't understand. Didn't the Magen Avraham just say that you can't do that? So I understand this first kasha is an akasha, because you could hear the Gemara didn't tell you apshara, right? But his second kasha, what happened to Rov Am? And don't give the answer that I just said, because then he could give that answer back in Sefala. So must be that you see from here that even though there's this Indian of Rov Am, it's not that big of a deal, right? It's not that big of a deal. Yeah, we like everybody to say one bracha together, but the Magen Avraham didn't think it's that big of a deal. And that's why he says if two people are eating together and it's not clear which bracha is better to make it on, then you split it up. And this would be miyashiv, the minhag that we pointed out last time, that we're not noheg for the most part, except for Shabbos, that one person is motzi all the other people. It's keneged the Gemara. Yeah, but you see from the Magen Avraham, it's not such a big deal. And the Mishnah Berurah is miyashiv, the minhag in two places, the Docha. In Kuf, first of all, Kuf Samaches Sifkan Chathalef, he writes it's not the minhag. Why not? So in Reish Yud Gimel Yud Beis and Ches Yud Gimel, he says, because we're not such Bekiyim Leskavein Lates Ulahotzi, right? He's Moda Afshu Kenegad Adin. But the point is that when I am being Yotze with a bracha from you, I have to have Kavana to be Yotze. And the Aruch HaShulchan also says the same thing over there in Reish Yud Gimel, Os Vav and Os Zayin. That's what? It's a good kasha. So what about Shabbos? Adam's asking. So first of all, if you look at the Shevet Alevi, Chelech Ches Reish Pei Aleph, he says, yeah, that's why my family on Shabbos, everybody makes their own hamotzi and everybody makes their own kiddush. I don't think they're going to have necessarily kavana lattes. It gives up rovam. Yeah, no. But nobody else in the world does that. That's what Adam's kasha is. So maybe Docha, you have to say Shabbos and Yantif Daitam Yushabbos, you're going to be able to focus. Alternatively, we know for Kiddush, you have a lot of kavana because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's why it works even if people are standing, like we saw in Taisus, and same for Abdallah. So therefore, they have kavana also for this. And Hamotzi, you have to do it one for everybody because of Lecha Mishnah. Or maybe it's just because of the week, right? But you could have said what I said last time, that, you know, during the week, there's not such an opportunity to do it anyway. It's not like it's the minute, but that's the Mishnah Berurah writes. But that's okay. I guess we have to stop here. Be'ezus Hashem. We'll pick up on Thursday. B'siyata d'shmaya. Thank you.